Okay. Zeggen de Shmos HaVimor Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeggen de Shmos Daniel Shere, Nasser Shua Falk. Okay, hello everybody. Okay, it's good to see everybody. Okay. Tonight's Shere is in Yonei Rosh Hashanah. So let's take a look at the first page of the packet on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Tchias ein ma'akva zu zu. Brachas ein ma'akva zu zu. Tchias u brachas shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippur ma'akva zu zu. In other words, so there was two types of situations. You have different fast days. So they would have fast days because of different things, occurrences. And they in the fast days, they would have special blowing of the shofar, like for famine or things like that, that they would have a fast day. So they would blow the shofar, but whatever they knew how to blow was good. Because if you blew a tekiah, but you didn't know how to blow a truah, it's good. Right? And tekiahs eimach v'zu, brachas eimach v'zu. And then they would have also what? Malchias, Zichronus, and Shofros on these occasions. And also, whatever you knew, if you knew the Malchias, you didn't know the Shofar, it's good enough. But Tekiyas u'brachas shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur ma'akvos, which means that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I mean, in Rosh Hashanah, they have Malchias Zichronos and Shofros, they have the whole Shmon Esrei with the Malchias Zichronos and Shofros. If you don't, it's all or nothing. In other words, say, you're the machzor is ripped. And you don't have the shofros pages. So then you can't say, well, at least I'll daven Malchus and Zichronos. No, it's all or nothing. And the same thing about the tekiahs. Say that the guy knows how to blow tekiahs, but he can't blow shvar and matrua. So then it's nothing. And those days, so that's how. Take a look, Tosis explains that. Yeah, Rashi is a different shot. But Tosis says, yeah, take a look at page 2. Take a look at the Tosis. The last word on the line, where I have the arrow, keep going further down, is Hainu. Ella. Tekiyas u'brachas ma'akv zu zu hainu shat tekiyas ma'akv zu zu va'brachas ma'akv zu zu shebirich malchias zichronu shos yivrach shloshtam or lo yivrach klal. So it's either you do it all or nothing. V'chein tekiyas shvarm truos im baki b'shloshim diko v'mav lo yitko. That's how Tosfos learned. Rashi had a different pshat, but let's stick with the Tosfos pshat. That so malchias zichronu shofros either you know how to say it all, or you say nothing. And the tekiahs, either you blow them all, or you blow nothing. Meaning at least a tekiah shvarim tekiah, at least something. Say yol, or tekiah trua tekiah. Or, you know, but if you only know, say, to blow tekiahs, then don't blow at all. And the Gemara says, but in contrast to other taniyos, where they used to blow shofar, and we'd have, say, Malchias Zichronos or shofars, then it's not Malchias. You could blow whatever you know how to blow. Or you could say whatever tefillas you know how to say. And the Gemara says, my time, I'm a rabba, I'm a kadosh baruch hu, I'm lefanai, Rosh Hashanah, Malchias Zichronos or shofars, Malchias, they should tabchu, tamrichuni aleichem, Zichronus Kadesh Hayovul of Ney Zichronechem Latova, Uba Mebashof. Take Take a look at the Ran here, page 3. Tana Rabbanon, Tikias. Tikias Brachos da Alma, Tanios, Ein Magvazu and Zu. Ilu Yoda, Achas, Mena Brachos, or Yoda, let's call Achas, Mena Tikias, the Ein Bokim Shar, Tokeo, Umvarchos, some share day of Bokim. Do whatever you could do by other Tanios. Ubrachas Udkiyash on a Shan Yom Kippur. Achmu Peirush. Those are your brachas makvus as a tkiyas, or tkiyas makvus as a brachas. It's not about that. If you don't have a shofar, you can't say the brachas, because we know Peirush the mitzvah that if you have one city that has the brachas, one city tkiyas, so you go with the city tkiyas even though you don't have the brachas. But it means that you have to do all or nothing. Inami linyan sidurim kamar. Or another thing is, mitikdim truel at kia ozichronos l'malchus lo yotza. Asher yitzka aseve. So another thing is, not only in ma'akev that you have to say the whole tkias, but you have to do it in order. You can't say a trua tkia. You know, it has to be a certain order. If you don't do it in the proper order, you're not yotza. So this is a fascinating halacha that you have to say all or nothing. All or nothing. And look at Shulchan Aruch on page 5. That was brought down. Hey, Tchias Mark with Zuzu. Behind him, Mili, she ain't here there, and Mixus has Simon. So, Loyaso, so Mixus here there. Because if you don't know the whole, either Tchias, Shvarm, Tchias, you don't know the whole law, then don't do it. Well, Tashrat, Tarat, A Mark with Zuzu. So, as long as you do a Tashrat or a Tashat, is good enough. You don't have to be able to do the whole law. If you could do tasha, 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 it's good enough. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So now let's look in the Mogen Avraham. Take a look on page 5 of the Magen Avraham here in the bottom. Mach v'zuvadzu, sivkot and beis. Mashma b'dibshar yimos hashano. Im yodeh bracha achas yomra. Ve'ei ma'ak v'zuvadzu. V'chei mashma gemar Rosh Hashanah. So look at the Magen Avraham. He says, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the brachas of Mach Vuzu Vuzu. But what about the rest of the year? Say a guy is stuck. He doesn't have a siddur. And he doesn't know the Shmon Esrei totally by heart. He knows the first three brachas. He knows the last three brachas. And maybe one or two in the middle. But he doesn't know the whole Shmon Esrei. Could you daven then Shmon Esrei? And we say, that's not Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei. You have to 19 brachas. So the Magen Avraham says, Mashem the Shayim Osashona im Yodea Brocha Achas Yomra. So he's saying that Pashas is a big Kiddush. That the rest of the year, when it comes to Shmon Esrei, so if you only know, say, one or two brachas from the middle brachas, that's good enough. And then in the bottom, the next Magen Avraham Dalet, he was spelled Chomish, he was spelled Volim, Hiktim Trua Litkia, O Zichronos Lomachos Lo Yotza. And another thing he's saying that the two things that you need on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you need the order, and you need totality. You need totality, and you need the order. If you don't have the proper order, and you don't have the proper totality, you're not yotze. But the Magen Avraham says, but you could the rest of the year you don't need totality. Rav Yaakov Emden here on page 6 in the Lechem Shamayim, and then page 7, he says, "Hikdim zikron l'malchus avu b'shidur malchus zikron zur shem yishlom the milsa dagavu b'shidur the malchus v'hadur zikron shofas lo ma'achiv." So Rav Yaakov Emden disagrees. Now say you said shofars first. Good. You know, as long as you have the three things, you don't need the order. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says you need the first three, the last three, and Malchus Zichronos and Shofars, and the proper order. And the proper order.
Till 11:30.
Okay. We're in no rush, right? Hey. Who's hosting me tonight? Yeah. Okay, so the Bir Halacha on page 8. The Anias Daiti Nira with the second arrow. So the question is, the Magen Avraham seems to say that you don't need to have a full Shmon Esrei. But he said, take a look in the Mishnah Brewer here. Makvazuzu, bottom line. Masha Mashai must have shown him your debracha ahazi omra, vein makvazuzu. I am bear aloha kashakasavnu, the gamma maganavam rach rachbe baalma, vein yotze klaubazet. He says, no. He says, even the Magen Avraham is moida that it's not true. You need the whole Shmon Esrei. He doesn't think that he really yotze.
Yes.
Mute, Ariel?
Yes.
Maybe you should mute, maybe?
Just give me a second. I'm on since Shear. Let me just mute.
So he says, the Gamal Magen Avraham Rach Machmi Ba'alma Valena Yotze Klaal Bazet. A few Rach Brachachs, and a Yutchesim Dile Kaimalon, the Tarach Lachas of Lomar Kula Bazet, the Shaniska. Ain't Yotze Bazet. Ain't Yotze Bazet, they Tfila. He says he doesn't think he really yotze. He says the Magen Avraham is saying, so you express rachamei shamayim, but you're not really yotze. You would have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But lachora, that doesn't seem to be the pashut pshat in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to say that if say I'm stuck in the Shmon Esrei, it's a big rainstorm, but. And I'm not in the shul, and I can't get anywhere. And if you don't know it about Peh, and all you know is one bracha, so Magen Avraham is mashmi that you yotze kashub shot. Yeah. So what is it all about? Oh, so Rav Yaakov Yafin. Rav Yaakov Yafin? Yaakov Yafin was the Rosh Hashiva of Nevada, Beis Yosef in Borough Park. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was Maspid Rav Moshe Feinstein. His wife is a famous professor, Jean Jaffrin. He's a mechutin with Rabbi Moshe Dov Temer, Rabbi Temer's son, Rabbi Mordechai Temer's married to Rabbi Yaffin's daughter. And he was Ramati Yaffin of Rosh Hashiva of Beis Yosef in Novartek in Brooklyn today is the son of Rabbi Yaakov Yaffin. But that was one of the Hespedim at the Levaya for Moshe Feinstein. People don't know him because he was like Reb Simcha Kalis pointed out. He was a person who wasn't involved in the different political things. He just sat and learned and give shir. So for some of you might not have heard of him. And so he wrote the Sefer Kutra Samoadim. So first of all, he points out that this Magen Avraham is really a machlokis in the Rishonim. So that's the first thing he points out. So let's take a look where this is brought down. The Sefer Habati. That's a Rishon most of us never heard of. The Sefer Habati. But now you're going to hear it. What page? 29? Yeah, 29 is the Sharblot. I always like to zero to the Sharblot so you know who the person was. The Sefer Habatim. Rav David Rav Yisrael Kochav. So look what he writes, the Sefer Habatim on page 30. Says Azoy, Yesh min hagdolim shekosov in she'eino yodeya ela mixas brachos shel shmona esrei brachos mispal also brachos yodeya she'ein habrachos machlo zuzu. See that? He says, whatever you can do. V'yesh min shekosov shabrachos machlo zuzu v'harisha nera ikar. He likes the first draft. But you do what you can do. Murder. So he says like this, what's the pshat? Rav Yaffe wants to say, based on the Tosfos. What does the Tosfos say? The Tosfos is here. Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? The Tosfos. Okay, the Tosfos. Yeah, it's on page 4. So this is the question. What is the halacha if you're the shliach tzibur and somebody listens to your shmon esrei? So can I take an option? I don't have to daven. I'll just listen to the shliach tzibur. Is that it's only if you don't know how to daven, then you listen to the shliach tzibur. Okay. So Tosfos explains here based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that if you know how to daven, you have to daven. But say you davened and you forgot Yalav Yovet. So you davened. That's called you davened. So then, if you want to be yotze the Alav Yavo, you don't necessarily have to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. You can just listen to the Shliach Tzibur because you daven. It wasn't like you're able to daven. You didn't daven. You did daven. But what if you miss a whole bracha? Is that called that you didn't daven at all, and you'll be yotze the Shmona Esrei from the Chazan, and then you'll include that bracha? What's called not davening at all? So that's the yisod. That if you don't know, you're not able to speak Hebrew, you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Right? But if you know how, you have to daven yourself. You can't just listen to the Shliach Tzibur.
So,
no, so he's saying that maybe you don't have to do it again. Maybe you can just listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Oh, so he says like this. He says, if you didn't daven at all, then you can't be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. So he says, so that's what Rav Yaffe is saying. That the question is, what's called not davening at all? We go here. Take a look on page 13. He quotes the Tosis. Yeah, but Rav, bottom line, Rav Meir Posak, Dafka Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Amal Shachach Bracha Shleima Machzir Nosov, Ve'inu Yotze B'Shmias HaShatz. And if you forget the Alev Yovo, so that's called Davin. You're not Yotze, so then, but then you can listen from the Shatz. The other opinion says that no, that if you forgot, but if you forget a whole bracha, that's not davening. The other shita says no. If you daven, you forgot a bracha, that's still called davening. But bottom line, page 13, left. Dear, the Elam and Afkaminu Dina Plukta Anal, Dileg Echad Mi Brachas and Tzots. What if you forgot one of the middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei? Yochel Otze Zeldi. So, in other words, could you. So, Avada, he's saying you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But could you be Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur? Yeshloma, the Hutolai, the base Teirus and Betosis. The Shida Rishonus Vilav, the Abachise, Brocha, Shlema, the Grace Palo. So then he can be yotze. Omnam l'shitas haram. The Tosfos the Rias Advar the dealing bracha kosher kolohis pal klal the roy lomar deina yotze agde shpiya bepiashatz. So that may be the discussion whether you could. So he says that maybe the pshat of the Magen Avraham is not that you're finished. Like if later in the day you got a sitter, you have to daven again. The only question is, can you be Yosef with the Shliach Tzibur or not? Is that called not daven? So he says he thinks even the Magen Avraham would be moda that you weren't Yosef. But the question is it not nafkamina would be whether you need. Could you hear from the Shliach Tzibur? You have to say it yourself.
We might consider that you're already mistal, and there was an issue that you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur. So if you didn't have a sitter, you only need one bracha, then you can. But if you
right, so those are the 2 days. Those are the 2 days in Tosfos. Mm-hmm. Where this missing a whole bracha is that called not davening, or is that called?
But then it's the distinction between someone who didn't have a sitter, so they didn't know the bruch was someone who just skipped the bruch.
No, either way. Oh. So now, let's say another thing. So we said,
what? Would you have commissioned that?
What is this?
Baklava. I wouldn't figure it out.
Yeah, please give it out. I'm on the sugar.
Hungry, I think
yeah. Please, by all means.
Okay.
By all means. What bracha is bracha? What bracha? Zonis. So, the word is that there are two halachas. The two halachas that we have to know about Machdir Zichronos Shofar is that they're ma'akif, and then the order is also ma'akif. So what's the idea that the order is also ma'akif? So there is a piece here on page 23 from the Shut Mishnah Socher. You know the Mishnah Socher? That's the So in certain communities, they just know from the Mishnah Socher. Other communities, they just know from the Eimah Bonet Smecha. But he was the Hungarian Rav, and then later he wrote about moving there to Israel and things like that. But the Mishnah Socher is a Gevaldigas farm, right? Ari, yes, we have Ari Feldman here. He's a big chassid of the Mishnah Socher.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay.
Right.
They give me
a
brill. Okay. What? I can't hear you. You have to unmute. Oh, I can't hear. Okay. But he says like this, that the idea is that the reason for the order is that we need, the first thing you have to do is Kabbalah Sol Machlo Shamayim. If there's no Kabbalah Sol Machlo Shamayim, then there's nothing to talk about. First you have to state that you believe in the whole enterprise of the, you know, of the Ribbono Shalom. You believe in the Ribbono Shalom. Same thing by Shema. That's the first pasuk of Shema. The Rashba writes on page 18, Efshali Lomar, or the pasuk Rishon Tzorach Kavana, Fil B'dievet, Ve'dover Zatola B'idach Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Because normally there's a concept of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. We have to have a Kavana to, but the Rashba says, that machlok is whether you need the Kavana to Lotzis. But this kavana, the kavana of Shema Yisrael, is kidei shikabel of malchus shamayim, haskamas halev. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, page 19. Iker hakavana hu pasuk rishon. Chokachim korav lukivin limu pasuk rishon lo yotzu yidei chovos. V'chozu v'korav fiu man da omer mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana mo da hacha. Why? So the Rashba explains that because this is not the regular din of mitzvah shichas kavana. This is, you have, in other words, kavana to the mitzvah. This is the ikar of Kabbalah sol machlo shamayim. So he says, so the Mishnah Socher, page 23, he says, Vatam, Mashen Ishtonu Brochus, Rashon Brochus Kalashon, Omeravit, Yitzur, Chil, Hamlich, Aleinu, Sakhanish Brochul, Melech, Vazial, Zechronen, Lufon of Latova, Avalzulas, Hamlochi, Efshe, Shayel, Zechronen, Lufon of, Cain him to Luim Zebazet. So you have to have Kabbalah Sol Machlo Shamayim. And so without Malchus, but this is Likuva, because it has to be Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And the same thing by the first Pasuk in Shema. Right? Look at the second arrow here on page 23 on the left. Iker Kavani Pasuk Rishon. In Karav Alokive Libo of a Pasuk Rishon, Layotza. Afilul Manda Omar, Mitzvah Saint Shechas Kavana, Modahacha. And the Magen Avraham says, "Afal pishein mechavim latzei sarich kavanas aleiv lekabel ol mol shemayim." Right, that's the what we saw. If you need kavanah for kabbalas ol mol shemayim, yeah, look at the Magen Avraham on page 19. Afal pishein mechavim latzei sarich kavanas aleiv lekabel ol mol shemayim. Afal pishein mechavim latzei kavanas aleiv lekabel ol mol shemayim. In a kavana b'tfila. Same thing by the kavana b'tfila. Zemu vonim heitev, page 24. Heitev divrei Aran. The imkiftim mizichronos l'malchus lo yotza. Yavetz b'lechem shemayim chos shapi yotza. When I'll move a shapi, madu lo yotza, came into tilsa Torah zichronos shal Yisrael b'hamlocha t'chila, v'kein hechad Elohim lich t'chila, ech yala zichron Tov Lafon. And if you don't have Malchus first, you're not Yotze. That the order of the state is Ma'ake, because you have to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. And if you weren't Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, then you're not Yotze. And so I think the pshat is like this. I wrote in my sefer, page 31, that the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo says there are three principles in Judaism. You know, the Rambam has the 13 principles, but the Yosef Albo says there are three. What are the three? Number one, Metzias Hashem. You see, page 31 at the bottom, the last word on the line. Five lines from the bottom. Metzias Hashem. You believe in Hashem. Hashkacha. The second emunah is Hashkacha of Schar Ba'inish. And the third one is Torah Min Hashamayim. Third one is Torah Min Hashamayim. So that's Malchus, is Metzias Hashem. Zichronos is Hashem remembers everything. He gets Schar Ba'onish on everything you do. And Shofras is the shofar of Matan Torah, Torah Min Hashamayim. And that's, so. And those three are the, so the word is, that these are three Yisrodes Amunah, so you have to have all of them. If you don't, you're missing. But if you don't begin with Malchus, then you missed it. It's like Likuva. The Ran says Likuva, Shofanov says Likuva, and just like the same thing that we have by Kriya Shema, the first pasuk, is even if you hold mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavana, but when it comes to Kriya Shema, the first pasuk, then you have to have kavana. But the kavana is not kavana's mitzvah; it's the kavana of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Page 18. Efshar lilomer the pasuk rishon tzarech kavana afil b'dievid. Even b'dievid. So mela like this. When it comes to regular Shmoneh Esrei of the regular year, so you have different bakashas. So if you mess, you didn't say one of the bakashas. Okay, but okay, you still did something. But by Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, if you missed each one of the Ikre Emunah. If you missed, then you missed an Iker. And Stavka Malchus has to be first. If you send Malchus later, then you also missed the boat. Because if you're not Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have that belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Kol Yochel, and this, then we missed it all. And that's the yisod of that the two dinim in the brachas of Ma'akev Zuzu, that you need all three. And what you're saying, Pshat, is because these are yisod and samuna. So you have to have all three. And also, you need not only you need all three, but you need the order. I mean, the order specifically that Malchus should come first. I don't know, maybe if you did show first before Zechronus, you, the Lashon Haran, let's look back at the Ran. Ron says on page 3. Nami Lina Sinuka should be Hikim Chuti or Zichronus or Malchus. You see, it's very interesting. All he said is he says Zichronus before Malchus, you know, Yotz. But it could be that if you did Malchus first, then you backed him show first. Zichronus or Malchus, you know, Yotz. You have to start with Malchus. You have to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, and that's, then you have to, that's the Yisod. So the order is Ma'akev. Shetamuluchiuni Aleichem. And that's why the Shema Yisrael, if you just said it, but you didn't have Kavanah, that what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel, you also are not Yotze. Even Laman D'Omer mitzvahs don't need kavanah. But this is when you say that pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you have to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He's the only one who has the power to do everything in the world. And that's the yisod that the Kiyas of Brachas. Rest of the year, it's a question whether what's proud of the Magen Avram. Maybe if you skip the bracha, it's considered your davit. But if right, that's what he wants to say. Pshat in the Magen Avram is that it's considered davening, but. But Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros is a different story. You know, I just saw today a tshuva, the historic tshuva, not the one here. You know, there's a whole discussion in the post-kim whether women, whether they're chayev and musaf or not. Because musaf is korbanis, and the women are not chayev in the machzis hasheka. So they're not part of the korbanis. So there's some post-kim that say that women are potter from musaf. But as Soros Shuv says, but Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, that's a different story. Because Musaf and Rosh Hashanah is Rachmi, and it's also, like we just said now, Yisodas Amuna. So Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, even the Manda Omar, like it's brought down from different Akronim, that maybe women are Pater from Musaf, but not in Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is a special Musaf. It's Rachamim, it's Musaf, etc. Okay, so let me wish you all, as this is the last year for Tufshin Pei Aleph, Bez Hashem, next year will be after the Yom Tovim, because Lamais every Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah, and then it's going to be Erev Yom Kippur, and okay, so it's always a big schuss to be here, and I thank everyone for coming. You know, the people who are in Zoom, I thank, but especially the people who are able to come in this big storm. So but the skus of Talmud Torah is a tremendous skus. Skus of Talmud Torah is a tremendous skus. So Be'ez Hashem, the skus of the Shurim, and the fact that we were able after so long to have the shir on Zoom, that we're finally able to see each other after such a long time. It was a long time. And Be'ez Hashem, this year should be a year that we could get together for good occasions, okay, with good health and without things that are afria. You know, the Rambam says you need good health in order to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ez Hashem, that's, yeah, but we have to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be relieved that there's only one address. There's only one address to all goings on in the world, is all the, our health. Of course, we have people that hate shlichim, that help out, but ultimately, there's only one address. And that's what we're mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Rosh Hashanah, shetamlu chiumi aleichem, and that's li'kuv. The Ran says, if you didn't say it the first, malchius, you're not yotzi. So I wish everyone a chesiv and chesima tov, a year of good health, a year of prosperity, parnasa, and all the good things that we should be able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest way possible.
Amen.
On your vert, on the Malchius Zichronos and Shofros, Keneged the Bali Karim?
Yeah, that's the Bali Karim says. It's not my vort. It's the Bali Karim's vort.
It's his vort? You know, yeah. Like, not everyone agrees with the Bali Karim. And specifically, yeah, okay. the Chassid Yaivitz,
yes,
had three different Ikarim, right? So, right. So he says in his Sefer Mamar HaAchdus,
yeah,
that there's one Yichud Hashem, that two, Hashem's Hashgacha on the world, and three, that the whole world is going to be like Mashiach, that the whole world is going to be perfected, b'malchus shakach. Yeah. That may work even better than Rav Yosef Albo, you know, with especially the Gavi Shofros, because that's the shofar heralding Mashiach.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Shirol be matzliach. Ksiva chasima toivah.
Ksiva chasima toivah.
Ksiva chasima
toivah.
Hey there. Nice to see you, Mark.
Good to see Rabbi. Ksiva chasima toivah.
Ksiva chasima toivah.
Ksiva chasima toivah. Repressed ends.
He knows it better than I do.
Yeah.
There's a shutter here. They need help.
I know. I may have heard it. They make a lot of good bread.
They made nice product. Again, I had your site, so I did.